preview. Just Jordan Dawson has requested a trade from the Swans to one of the South Australian teams. Jared Healy, what did you think when that landed in front of us?
Well, I sort of had a whisper about that last week, and it shocked me to a large degree because the Swans have come a long way, and one of the reasons they've come a long way is because Jordan Dawson's turned himself into nearly an A-grade wingman stroke half-back. His kicking is incredible. His consistency this year was superb. So to lose a player like that, and I'm told it's for personal reasons, is a savage blow. They won't let him go easily. He's got two clubs to pick from, but, it's hard to replace somebody who plays the role that he's playing.
He'd be a good asset for Port while they're in the window, or Adelaide while they're trying to put it all back together.
It's a great asset. That's the one thing that we do know. Swans are losing a great asset. Somebody's going to pick somebody up. The question is, what do you pay for it?
Jake Kelly's going to move from Adelaide to Essendon as an unrestricted free agent, Jordan.
I just don't think that he's nominated Essendon, but it's not really a need that Essendon have. I mean, their defence is really solid with the defence that they've put together. So clearly he'll add to that, but there would have been a few other Victorian sides that would have liked to have known that he was interested in coming home and put their offer forward to see if he wanted to join them. But Essendon it is. It'll just strengthen their back line, and they will be a side, I think, that play finals next year.
He's in good form, Adrian Dodoro. He's had the chest out for a little bit.
And a former teammate of yours has retired. Grant Birchall is calling it a day in Brisbane.
Yeah, it's the last of the crew, I suppose, the players that played in all four. And, you know, he extended his career up in Brisbane, and I think it's a decision that he got the absolute most out of himself. I mean, he was one of the premium halfbacks there for, I think, a good 5 to 10 years. He was a solid player from defence to being that attacking halfback, 2012 All-Australian, four-time premiership player. Fantastic career.
And Derm very relieved at that too, because he doesn't want any more five times.